Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All series are various the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the arcades in the Welsh capital Cardiff. The Victorian shopping alleyways are a great destination for alternative light bites, perfect for a short city break. Our guide is Monocle's Christy Evans.
Our destination today is a collection of Victorian and Edwardian arcades, known as the Castle Quarter, located on Castle Street. But how can I possibly take you there without first showing you the oldest of the lot? Built in 1861, Royal Arcade is nestled in between two major shopping routes that run parallel to each other, St. Mary Street and the Hayes, which will serve as our point of entry today. Just a few feet into the arcade to our left is one of my favourite destinations, Wally's Delicatessen. The story of this family-run shop goes back three generations and begins in Austria, where Ignaz Salomon, grandfather of the present owner, ran a small general store. After being displaced by the Second World War, the family opened a deli in the Welsh capital and introduced a whole new culinary experience to the locals. As we grab a wicker basket and walk in, we're instantly greeted by a 3-metre walk-around olive bar laden with bowls of fresh produce ready to be selected as tonight's hors d'oeuvre, as well as packets and jars of pantouflers stacked below and all around for bigger recipes. Next, we head to the back to sample the Belgian wild boar pâté from the continental charcuterie counter, while I stock up on my favourite Welsh cheese, the sharp and creamy Black Bomber. Let's head back out to the Hayes now and head north, all the way down to St. John Street, where we will enjoy a tantalising glimpse of the castle walls. High Street Arcade, established around 1885, was formerly home to apothecaries and fortune tellers alike. But, unfortunately, you won't find any of them here now. Instead, it is home to a fair few vintage shops, and today's much-anticipated lunch stop, the New York Deli. Washington-born Harriet Davies opened and ran the shop for 25 years so that Cardiffians and US expats could experience the big tastes of a hoagie without having to hop on a plane. I recommend visiting either just before or just after the lunch rush, as the premises are quite intimate in size. Leave it too late though, and they may have run out of your filling of choice, the price one must pay to have fresh cuts every morning. On this occasion, I'll order us both the Ritchie Parks hoagie. Stacks of salt beef and Swiss cheese melted together with gherkins, French mustard and cracked black pepper on rye bread. Named after the Welsh extreme environment athlete, it is my absolute all-time favourite. Grab a Snapple, a bunch of napkins and a fork, because there is no way you're fitting the whole thing into your mouth without wearing it first. Let's stagger a few feet further into the arcade and pick a cosy spot in Barker's Tea House, where we can slump into a couple of high-backed leather armchairs. Coffee obviously has its virtues, but it's refreshing to have an establishment that celebrates all that tea has to offer. Seeing as we need something light while we digest our sandwiches, I'd opt for the flowering tea. Instead of a tea bag or loose leaves, we're given a ball of carefully woven jasmine and Malfeng green tea buds, which we lower into a clear teapot. Over the next 3 minutes, we watch it unfold and bloom right before our eyes into a mesmerising floral display. Three minutes after that, and we're supping on a robust tea while watching the world go by. After eventually waking from our food slumber, we make our way out of the passage into the light of day. Castle Arcade is immediately opposite, but we can't go any further without first admiring our surroundings. To our right, across the road on Castle Street, students pass the weekend away, reading on the grass leant against the towering grey castle walls. We watch tourists slip through the front gates, and I point out the very tip of the keep peeking up above the parapets. We could do with some air perhaps, but the arcades close at the early hour of 4 p.m. With a last lingering look at the impressive stone structure, we duck into the high street entrance of Castle Arcade. We head straight to the corner, to Madame Fromage, which boasts two premises on opposite sides of the walkway. One as a tea shop, the other as a cafe. The staff's specialist knowledge make it one of the best cheese houses in the country, as they store and serve each cheese at its individual optimum temperature and affinage. The ample counter and underground storage space mean they have 150 varieties available daily, including wheels from artisan producers in Brittany, which they source and collect themselves. The Breton style is a major influence here, so while the more impatient customer at the cafe may call the service slow, what you're really getting is hand-cut, real food. The menu is simple but indulgent. But we're still laden with hoagie, so we plump for the cheese board, hoping we can box the leftovers for tomorrow's afternoon supper. Perhaps we'll even supplement our late snack with the fresh olives from Wally's. As long as nobody is watching, of course. The day by now is waning, and so is our mental sharpness, for we've eaten far too much. We may not be able to fix time, but as we exit the arcade onto Castle Street and find the historic fortress open up in front of us, we decide the best way to blow the cobwebs away is with a frosty autumnal amble around the vast grounds of Butte Park situated behind. Keeping the river to our left, we marvel at our luck, having not been plagued by the typical Welsh weather, as dusk and the first drops of rain descend. For Monocle, in Cardiff, I'm Christy Evans.
This has been episode number 108 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Christy for the tour of the Victorian shopping alleyways in Cardiff. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.